You are listening to the Point Harbor Church Podcast. Experience a place where you can grow in your faith, connect with others, and discover the story God has for your life. For more resources, visit us online at pointharbor.com.
How many of y'all are tired?
Yeah.
Huh? I know a few who are tired. We are at the Beast Feast, and this dude, this Hispanic brother, comes pulling in a nice truck at like 5:30 in the morning with a dead pig. And thankfully I was up. Thankfully I didn't sleep through my alarm. It would have been embarrassing. And so the last dude did not leave our house, Men's Beast Feast, till 6:30 p.m. So yeah, that was a long day. So if I just fall out, you'll understand. Now, some of you are like, well, who won? Who won the attendance thing? Because the women had 141. Actually, they did not. That's a lie. Amen. Amen? Well, don't, because I they found two more. It's 143. Now, if it wasn't for who told me, I'd you know, wonder. But yeah, their reputation is for honesty. So 143. But the men, you know what we did, guys? 150?
300.
300. That's yes. 300. Hallelujah. Give God a holy hand clap. 126. So, ladies, you have bragging rights for a year. Enjoy it. All right. So, anyway. But yeah, it was great. It was a wonderful time if you were able to make it out there. It was a lot of fun, a lot of connecting going on. And I know the ladies too. And you're like, well, were you with the ladies? I lived there. Wasn't identifying or anything like that, but. So anyway, turn in your Bibles, Acts 17, verse 16. If you don't have a Bible, there is a blue one, should be in a seat rack around you somewhere. And you can grab that. And that is now your Bible. Put your name in it, bring it back every week. Page 1026 in that Bible, okay? And this morning we're looking at the unknown God. Say that, the unknown God. Unknown God. You're like, what in the world is that? Well, we're about to find out, all right? Acts 17 and verse 16, are you there? Say, I'm there.
Yes.
All right. I'm not. Let me see where it's here. Okay, here it is. All right. Verse 16 of chapter 17. Now, while Paul was waiting for them in Athens, his spirit was provoked within him as he saw the city was full of idols. The city full of idols. So he reasoned in the synagogues with the Jews and the devout persons, and in the marketplace every day with those who happened to be there. Some of the Epicurean and Stoic philosophers also conversed with him. And some said, what does this babbler wish to say? This guy, what's he doing? Others said, he seems to be preaching of foreign divinities, because he was preaching Jesus and the resurrection. And then they took him and brought him to the Areopagus, saying, this is a place where they had all the debates and stuff, all the smart people argued, may we know what this new teaching is you're presenting, for you bring some strange things to our ears. We wish to know, therefore, what these things mean. And you can almost put a parenthesis around verse 21. Now all the Athenians and foreigners who lived there would spend their time in nothing except telling or hearing something new. They're just like all day, you know, like some of you on Facebook. So, verse 22. So Paul, standing in the midst of the Areopagus, said, men of Athens, I perceive that in every way you are very religious. Now if you're an underline, very religious. And he's meaning it as a compliment. I think, because he's trying to gather a hearing. For as I passed along, I observed the objects of your worship. I found also an altar with this inscription, to the unknown God. Now, I underlined that, and I think that's hilarious, because they were, and sad, they had all around 300 different statues and altars to all these different gods all around. These Parthenons and all the Acropolis and all this stuff. They're worshiping all these different gods. And just in case they forgot one or missed one, they wanted to cover their bases. And so, because otherwise, you know, the crops may, you know, dry up, you know, a hurricane may hit them or something like that. So they're like, all right, to the unknown God. You know, that checks all the boxes. And so Paul sees it and he says, here's an opportunity to launch to the unknown God. What therefore you worship as unknown, this I proclaim to you. The God who made the world and everything in it, being Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in temples made by hands. And he's doing this probably pointing to all these temples that are all around. Nor is he served by human hands as though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all mankind life and breath and everything. And he made, you ought to underline verse 26, he made from one man every nation of mankind to live on all the face of the earth. So why is there racism? Because we're only one what?
Race.
Having determined allotted periods and the boundaries of their dwelling places, that, here's what he wants, that they should seek God, perhaps feel their way toward him and find him. Yet he's actually not far from each of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as even some of your own poets have said. And he quoted one of their own Greek poets, for we indeed are his offspring. Being then God's offspring, we ought not to think that the divine being, God, is like gold or silver or stone, all these things around us, an imagination formed by the art and imagination of man. The times of ignorance got overlooked, but now he commands all people everywhere to do what? Repent, because, I put brackets around because, here's why you should repent. He has fixed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by a man whom he has appointed. Let's talk about Jesus. And of this, he has given assurance to all by raising him from the dead. Now, when they heard, all these people around there listened to Paul, heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked because they said, whoa, that's stupid. But others said, we will hear you again about this. So Paul went out from their midst, but some men joined him and believed. So a few people believed, among whom were also Dionysius the Areopagite and a woman named Damaris and others with them. So we're looking this morning, title of the message, The Unknown God, Our Creating, Redeeming, Judging King. Athens, Greece. How many of y'all been to Athens? Athens, I know some of you have. Yeah, some of you are like me, you know. I was there, compliments of your tax dollars, thank you. Uncle Sam's Navy. And I was a brand new Christian too, and it was really cool. And so then I understood, I was reading the book of Acts. And I'm like, hey, we're in that fort, we're in Athens, this is awesome. And so I, you know, got some holiday routine and went up and walked up there. I was, if I remember, I was by myself. And I'm sitting there with my little New Testament, basically where Paul, the hill, the Areopagus, where Paul had preached. So I'm sitting there thinking, man, back in the day, Paul was like right here, man. And I'm reading this, this is awesome. But it was a city that was totally devoted to the idea of God. Gods, plural, little g gods. They were super religious, super sincere. And when Paul ambled in, or he didn't amble anymore, he probably limped into Athens from beatdowns he'd gotten. This city that contained over 300 public statues of different gods. Everybody's house had, you know, or gateway or porch had an image of the protecting God that they were trusting in. Every street, every square had all these religious sanctuaries. There was a Roman poet that remarked at this time, it was easier in Athens to find gods than men. There's so many of them all around. And they had a huge problem. What's their problem, John? They knew a lot about religion. They knew a lot about religion. They didn't know a thing about God, the real God, like some of us here today, or some of us watching online. You know a lot about religion, denominations, church, but not anything about God, the real God. And somebody says, well, John, don't worry about me. I'm very religious. That is why I'm worried about you, because you're very religious. I have been you. I was you for 19 years, religious. Knew a lot about religion. I had catechism. I had sprinkling baby infant baptism going on. I had vacation Bible schoolism. I had, you know, Christmas cantataism. All of these things I had. I had communion, but I didn't have Jesus. I didn't have Jesus. Well, how can I really know, John, that I know God, that I really know God? Acid test. The Apostle John tells us about. Now, some of you ain't gonna like this, but it's true. By this, say by this. By this we know that we have come to know him. All right, we know that we've come to know him by this. What? If we do what? Keep his commandments. Whoever says, I know him, but does not keep his commandments is a pants on fire. And the truth is not in him. So what are you, John, what are you saying? What are you saying? I'm not saying to some of you, this is not, hey, doing religious things to get to heaven. This is having your life changed and obeying Jesus because you really got Jesus and have the power of Jesus to do the things that Jesus wants you to do. By that, we know that we've come to know him if we keep his commandments. Those of you in here who would say, yeah, I'm a Christian, I'm on my way to heaven, but you've been living in open rebellion over certain things that you know Jesus says, don't do that, stop doing that, start doing that, then you cannot say, anyway, according to this scripture, that you know that you know that you know when you die you're going to go, well, I prayed a prayer like that. Prayed a prayer doesn't matter. You can pray a prayer and not mean it from your heart, right? And sadly, many people do. So that's the acid test. So Paul makes three huge in-your-face points about this unknown God. And some of you in here today, you don't know it. Maybe a few of you do. You're like, yeah, I don't really know God. Cool. Awesome. Appreciate your honesty. Others of you think you know him, you don't. So hopefully today you will get to know him. And we're going to spend most of the first point in this message because it's foundational. Okay? So I've got three big points, but five subpoints under the first point. All right? So do your notes accordingly. All right? Here we go. The unknown God. Here's his point. He actually made us. He actually made us. You're like, well, duh. Well, a lot of people don't get that duh. Acts 17. He lays it out. The God who made the what? The world. Say it louder.
World.
World and everything in it. Everything in the world. He himself gives to all mankind life and breath and everything. And he made from one man every nation of mankind. So the unknown God, he actually made us. People believe, you know, you can believe all kind of things. Some of you believe whack things in here. Oh, I hate to tell you, but you do. I love you. I'm here to help you. Like you believe that, you know, the Redskins are a good team. You know, I don't get it. But, you know, I mean, you can do that. It doesn't hurt anybody except, you know, you at, you know, the end of the season. But, you know, you can have whack views about different things, and they're harmless, a lot of them. Like you know, you take positions that don't really matter if you get them wrong. Now, I have a position. I hold it sincerely. I believe with all my heart. And if you're a believer here, you agree with me. I happen to believe that rhubarb pie is the best pie in the world. Witnesses, come on. Who's going to heaven with me? All right, back there. All right. Okay, all right. Thank you, Jesus. All right, we'll be seeing the rest of y'all. I don't, I could be wrong about that. I don't think I am, because I like pecan a lot too. Yes. When I started dating Robin, I'd never eaten pecan pie, and I'm like, pie with nuts? Just doesn't pie supposed to have fruit, berries? And then I'm like, oh, delicious. So it's a close second. But there are other beliefs. If you get them wrong, they can be damaging and lethal to your soul. And you're like, okay, John, but you're talking about, you know, God made stuff. It doesn't matter, a hill of beans, really, what I believe about the origin of species. You couldn't be further from the truth if you tried. You couldn't. What I believe, what you believe about how all of this came into existence will radically impact me and you in our existence. It will. You talk about the unknown God in John. He's talking about Jesus. He was in the world. Talk about Jesus, and the world was made, how? Through him, yet the world did not know him. The world was made by him, the world didn't know him. First verse in the Bible, Genesis, most of you could quote it. In the beginning, God did what? In the beginning.